أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وأنذر به الذين يخافون أن يحشروا إلى ربهم ليس لهم من دونه ولي ولا شفيع لعلهم يتقون. ولا تطرد الذين يدعون ربهم بالغداة والعشي يريدون وجهه ما عليك من حسابهم من شيء وما من حسابك عليهم من شيء فتطردهم فتكون من الظالمين. وكذلك فتنا بعضهم ببعض ليقولوا أهؤلاء من الله عليهم من بيننا أليس الله بأعلم بالشاكرين. صدق الله العظيم. We discuss verses number 51, 52 and 53 of Surah Al-An'am. In the previous verses, once again, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala had spoken about the demands that the Quraysh had made upon Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam with regards to bringing forth the khazana, the treasures of Allah Ta'ala, knowledge of the unseen and so forth. Here Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala commands Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, wa andhir, and warn bihi, the Quran Sharif, or through the Quran Sharif, الَّذِينَ يَخَافُونَ أَن يُحْشَرُوا إِلَىٰ رَبِّهِمْ, those people who have the fear that they are going to be resurrected towards their Rabb on the day of Qiyamah, and that will be the believers. So here you have invited the disbelievers, you are calling them towards Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, and you have a great compassion for your whole ummah. However, there is this group that persistently come and they ask you for, and they demand from you these miracles, and yet they are not going to believe. So continue advising those who have already brought iman, iman in Allah Ta'ala, iman in Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, iman in everything, and especially the akhirat. And now they have this fear of the akhirat, that they are going to stand in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When they have already done that, then what is the warning? لَيْسَ لَهُمْ مِن دُونِهِ وَلِيٌ وَلَا شَفِيعٌ, that there is no wali, there is no guardian, and there is no intercessor in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala besides him. The wali will be Allah, and the shafi, the intercessor, will be that person whom Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives permission. And why all of this? لَعَلَّهُمْ يَتَّقُونَ, so that they may have the taqwa of Allah Rabbul Izzat, they may have the fear, the consciousness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. إِنَّمَا تُنذِرُ مَنِ اتَّبَعَ الذِّكْرَ وَخَشِيَ الرَّحْمَنَ بِالْغَيْبِ فَبَشِّرْهُ بِمَغْفِرَةٍ وَأَجْرٍ كَرِيمٍ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they also in Surah Yasin, Allah ta'ala speaks about the fate of the disbelievers, and then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala addresses Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that one part of your effort should be to those who have already brought iman. They have brought iman in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, yet can carry on advising them, carry on warning them. And this is also a very important lesson to us also, that from time to time people will come to us, ummatis of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, doing the work of tabligh and da'wat ila Allah. They will also remind us about Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. We shouldn't feel that we are beyond the reminder. We shouldn't feel that they should only go to the disbelievers and they should only warn and invite the disbelievers. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala advised our Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to do the very same. So as far as the work of da'wat is concerned, believers also, disbelievers also. The next verse was revealed under a circumstance that around Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Sahaba like Sayyiduna Bilal radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, Sayyiduna Suhaib, Ammar ibn Yasir radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, these Sahaba were such Sahaba that they had absolutely no worldly means. They were not by the worldly means. Sayyiduna Bilal, Sayyiduna Suhaib, they were slaves. They had come into Makkah Mukarrama and they were owned by disbelievers, etc. And they would throng around Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. On the other side, there was no intention of accepting Islam, but we found the likes of Utbah and Shayba, and those enemies of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would yet another plot and a ploy against Islam, against Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that if you remove these people from your midst, they are poor. Now at that time, these Sahaba had absolutely nothing. Their clothes were woolen garments, woolen cloth that they used to use. And we all know that when wool is not treated well, then in the heat, a person's perspiration, there is a stench, there is a smell that comes out. So they made mention also to Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam about this, that their clothes smell and they are not well kept. And hence, if you move them away from your midst, then obviously we will be able to come and sit and benefit. Now, of course, again, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, concern for his own Sahaba, but they already had brought Iman. Concern for the Sahaba, but they already loved Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Whatever the situation, whatever the circumstances be, they would be with Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Here is an opportunity that these people are requesting, so to say in our words, they're requesting meetings with Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had felt that if I abide by this, a few minutes, the Sahaba move away from my midst, and I then attend to these people. If they accept Islam, then of course the whole of Makkah will accept Islam. They are the leaders. And if the whole of Makkah accept Islam, like we saw at the time of the conquest of Makkah, then the whole of the Arabian Peninsula will accept Islam. So this thought had come into Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam that let me abide. But Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala revealed, وَلَا تَطْرُدِ الَّذِينَ يَدْعُونَ رَبَّهُمْ بِالْغَدَاتِ وَالْعَشِيِّ يُرِيدُونَ وَجْهًا. And do not shun, do not drive away, do not repel those people, يَدْعُونَ رَبَّهُمْ, who call upon their Rabb. Call upon their Rabb, in other words, they make the ibadat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they make the dhikr of Allah Rabbul Izzat, they obedient to Allah ta'ala, bil ghadati wal ashi, morning and evening, in other words, at all times. They are never negligent of the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, so do not shun them. And then Allah says, yuriduna wajha. This is a certification for the Sahaba that at all times they desired the pleasure of Allah Ta'ala. One is to carry out the ibadat of Allah, and secondly to do it searching and pursuing, the intention being for the countenance, for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And hence Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had been given this advice by Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, wasbir nafsaka ma'al ladhina yad'una rabbahum. Allah ta'ala speaks about the same in Surah Al-Kahf also, that O Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, restrain yourselves with those that make the dhikr and ibadat of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala all the time, morning and evening. Ma alayka min hisabihim min shay, wa ma min hisabika alayhim min shay. According to a great number of commentators, here Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala is referring to these Quraysh leaders that made the suggestion to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that not upon you is their accountability. You are not responsible for their accounting in the slightest bit. وَمَا مِنْ حِسَابِكَ عَلَيْهِمْ مِنْ شَيْءٍ. And they are not responsible for your accounting on the day of Qiyamah in the presence of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. فَتَدْرُدَهُمْ فَتَكُونَ مِنَ الظَّالِمِينَ. Then drive them away. If you have the choice, they are giving you the choice. If you have the choice, drive them away. Ideally, those that are indigenous, those that are lower income, those who do not have any means whatsoever, they and those who have all the nobility in the world, all of them can sit in the same majlis as far as Allah is concerned and as far as the law of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala is concerned. وَكَذَلِكَ فَتَنَّا بَعْضَهُمْ بِبَعْضٍ. Allah ta'ala says, and similarly, that is how we tested some of them with others, that some will want to repel others. And this had carried on from the time of Sayyidina Nuh alayhi salatu wasalam, that they used to call those people that were around Nuh alayhi salatu wasalam, aradiluna badiya ra'i, that they were people of very low understanding, they did not have a perception. لِيَقُولُوا أَهَٰؤُلَاءِ مَنَّ اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِمْ مِنْ بَيْنِنَا, so that they would say that are these the people whom Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had favored upon us? In other words, do you give superiority to these weaklings in the community? Like we discussed yesterday, that sometimes we mistaken leadership and nobility for wealth and the position of this material world. That is not the case. But Allah Ta'ala, أَلَيْسَ اللَّهُ بِأَعْلَمَ بِالشَّاكِرِينَ, does Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala not have the better knowledge of those who are appreciative to Allah Ta'ala, that they may seem to be weak in this world, but in the eyes of Allah Rabbul Izzat, Allah had accorded them great rank. May Allah Ta'ala give us the tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdi, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk.